80s classic to start us off on this Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, everybody. We made it. We're finally here.
And what a tune to start on this day of days. The big party. There'll be loads of them belting out tonight in Limerick. Icon Nightclub in Denmark Street. Oh, what a night it is. I tell you something. If you could see how excited PJ Gallagher is, it would warm the cockles of your heart, it would.
Oh, yeah. It feels like a long way away to think that we'll be finished work at 11:30 tonight or something like that.
Yeah. Long old day, all right.
That's for sure.
But anyway, happy Friday to you folks. Hope you're in good Friday form. Looking forward to the weekend. Whatever's planned for you, if you're going to watch a spot of the old rugger booger.
Ruggedy ball. Is the ruggedy ball on this morning?
The ruggedy ball is on tomorrow morning.
All right.
About 8:15, I think.
Who's
it's
on?
Japan. Us in Japan.
Right. I was just about to ask you who are they playing. But anyway.
So will you be getting it? Well, you're up early anyway. So you can throw your eye over the ruggedy ball.
What time is it on, did you say?
8:15.
I'll be in the gym. Going to the gym, I think. Yeah. I can watch a bit of it if it doesn't get in the way of my routine.
I can't believe this is a bandwagon that you're actually shoo-shooing.
I'm actually genuinely, I made a good fist of it at that start there. I did.
Right.
And I was looking at it and championing it and going, come on, you boys. I was doing all the, you're going to get your Porsche parked in the wrong direction. And I was trying to get behind it. And then the day the match came and I was like.
And have none of the boat shoes boys around your neck of the woods, have they not tried to convert you?
No, and then you go to the gym when the match is on, it's nearly empty, and went for me breakfast. It was lovely. There was no one around. I wish the Rugby World Cup was on all year, because to be honest, you don't really hear much about it.
You're like the Omega man there. Like the rest of the world is no more. You're the last man on earth.
The ruggedy bomb took everyone away. And now, it'll be over one day and I won't have that level
Mind
of privacy.
Mind you, it won't be over for a good while, depending on how far we go, but the whole tournament's not over till the 2nd of November.
What?
Yeah. Because you have to give ruggedy ball men
a big rest. There's only five countries to play it. How can that happen? How can five countries?
There you go. You see, it's the joys of ruggedy ball.
There's only three, four groups or so. I'll never understand it. Right now, it's like test cricket. Everyone has to play each other five times or something. I bet you it'll end up being.
No. It's anyway, whatever. No, they just need big rests. Because, when you're bumping into each other in ruggedy ball, it takes it out of you, PJ.
I'm sure it does.
So you need a big rest in between.
Just taking it out of me just trying to watch it. I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Anyway, whatever's going on for you, hopefully it's going to be a good one for you this weekend. If you're joining us tonight, of course, at our big party, look forward to seeing you. Then a few people on the text already texting in saying they're looking forward to it tonight. They'll be there, so long day for them too. But anyway, birthday's on the way. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008.
This is the right way to get out of bed in the morning.
There you go.
Oh, jeez, I hope this isn't later on tonight. I'll be exhausted then. I have a bit of energy now.
You can do your moves to it if you want.
Yeah.
Do you have moves to it?
Don't know. Do I, yeah? Jimmy is a chancer. PJ is a dancer. What a pair you know they are.
That's a classic. Yeah, Rhythm is a Dancer, Snap here, a classic hits, 14 minutes past 6 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, about to take on the birthdays, fresh off the back of PJ already winning himself a day off yesterday.
Oh, what a day that was. Wasn't that an amazing result? Seriously, no one saw that coming.
I'll tell you.
That'd be like Bowls when they beat Rovers, the Shambleton Rovers tonight in Dalymount. That's what it was like. It was just a euphoric experience it was.
And it's been a while, because you've been off your mojo. For a little while.
I have, yeah, I was. I've been way off. Like, way off. Worse than I've ever been. Like, miles down the road I've been when it comes to the guests.
And it's a good old selection today. We're across Friday and Saturday, so you've got a good little choice going on, right? So we'll start with this bloke.
That suit weighed 44 pounds.
Wow.
The breast were 28 pounds.
Wow.
Ever since then, I see women with large breasts. I go, oh, God, their neck's got to be killing them.
Any ideas?
Oh, you haven't a rash or who that is.
He was talking about a role that he was playing.
Oh.
In Fight Club.
It's not Brad Pitt.
No. A man with a suit that had very large breasts in it.
I haven't a clue who that is. Not a riddling clue I haven't a clue who that
Meatloaf.
Is. Meatloaf. Oh.
Meatloaf played the role in it where he was on this medication that was giving him man boobs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now I remember.
In Fight Club.
Jeepers, now I remember, yeah.
And he was going on about the trials and tribulations of having large breasts.
Oh, that's it. That's a daft old film, to be honest. You know what I mean?
It's a bit mad.
It is. It's daft old.
I still need to go back and watch it again just so I can see the twist that you told me is in it that I didn't even see when I watched the first time.
No, it's stupid. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, if you analyse it properly, it doesn't work. Like,
yeah.
It's just like...
Because I didn't even know there was a twist in it. I watched it and I didn't even see a twist.
They were the same person?
Yeah. I need to go back and watch it again.
Ah, you were drunk out of your mind. Yeah. How did you miss that bit?
I know. I feel like I've missed out, all right. Maybe I
don't. You did. The whole reveal of the movie is that they're the same person.
Right, I obviously did. I must have. I don't know how I missed that then. Maybe I dozed off at the
end. Mind you, I don't blame you. It's so ridiculous, but it's so ludicrous. By the time it gets there, you're going to go, oh, right, are they, yeah? Anyway, how's Meatloaf with the tits getting on as well? Yeah, so I got to say, old Meaty Boobs himself. And I will say, his album was the very first album I absolutely fell in love with
as a kid.
I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Oh my
Bat
God.
Out of Hell was just, I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. And that song still gives you. You know,
it's brilliant.
If you're lucky enough to have hair in the back of your neck.
If you're lucky enough to, if you're lucky enough to have cockles on your heart, it does all of that. It rises the hair in your cockles.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's great because it's about 6 minutes long or something, isn't it?
It's a rock opera. Like,
yeah.
That whole album, they call it a rock opera.
Yeah. The whole album is brilliant.
It is, yeah.
You're like dancing by the pale moonlight. I know all that mad stuff that comes in and out. It's brilliant song.
Absolutely. I want to hear it again.
Same here. I might listen to it.
On the way down to
Limerick. Yeah, I think I will myself. Let's oh my God. That. Imagine when we hit the stage, then the two of us with our hankies hanging over our hands and all.
Like a bat out of hell.
I mean, I even brought my own ditties to gym. Right, I got to say that... he's getting on. He's had a few collapses on stage and everything. I'm going to say he's like 74.
Not bad. 72.
Ah, okay.
72. Right, one for you, being the Super Dubs fan that you are. One time...
Super Dubs.
Dubs legend Brian Mullins.
Brian Mullins.
Back in the day when you could have a cigarette at half time.
Half time, yeah. Now you can have it. He's sitting there. Right, what are we going to do? Right, you ready? You ready? Let's go back, lads. Hold on. Wait. Let me finish my point, for God's sake.
Yeah.
What a team. That was the Heffo's army.
Exactly.
And Brian Mullins, the longest man that's ever lived.
He was a very tall
the
man.
The longest man. He must be 12 foot. He was just like the big friendly giant, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a comb over. What a comb over. Like, you just don't see that today. Like, those were amazing days with Jimmy Keaveney, who was 4 foot tall and a little barrel running into lads. And then your man next to him. You know what I mean?
It was like...
Brian Mullins, 12 foot.
The Dubs looked like the Backstreet Kids.
They did, didn't they? They did. Bobby Doyle with his mullet.
Yeah.
They did.
It was an amazing time.
The Backstreet Kids.
And Paddy Cullen, who was 174 years old.
It was just... What a marvellous era of football. It was just... like, lads literally kicking in the goal. And they can't celebrate because they've got a stitch.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fantastic.
You're exhausted.
Fantastic. What a team. Heffo's army. Brian Mullins, I think he was the captain, was he? I have a feeling he was. I could be wrong. But I got to say he's 67.
Not bad. 65.
Oh, okay.
65.
Right,
last one for Friday is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Now, there's a weird fish.
Now, there's a very odd fish there now. She just...
Gwyneth Paltrow, who's currently... bathing in some form of ass's milk and snake blood and God knows what else.
Eat cat shit with glitter on it. If you told her you could make your hearing better.
Absolutely.
She is mad.
Talk about
No scientific evidence to back up anything she does.
No.
None. But she's like absolutely convinced. Yeah, she's there licking trout pops or whatever the hell. It's mad.
She must be an advertiser's dream.
Yeah.
You can literally put any infomercial you like in front of her.
Anything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the last time I throw my wee out, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'll be saving that. Who knew there was so much iron in it? It's mad stuff. And all the vampire facials and all, putting blood on your face. Like, get out of it. It seems like she just kind of disappeared into her own bottom a little bit, didn't she?
Yeah.
Like, she just got surrounded by people that said yes.
It makes you wonder.
And then she came up with all this nonsense.
It makes you wonder what Chris Martin is like.
For
the two of them to get married. Although then they got uncoupled.
Do you ever see Jason Bourne doing the songs?
He goes, the songs before, they got divorced and the songs after.
No.
There was a marked difference in Coldplay.
Was there?
Yeah. Coldplay, when they were married. Lights will go. It's all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
As soon as they got divorced. Yeah! Wait, you hear the difference. You have to listen to it. It's the happiest music ever. So there you go.
Escape.
Sure, he was. The first thing he did when they got divorced was run down the chipper. And he must have been there, oh my God, he must have licking a battered sausage and all, thinking, oh, I've missed so much of the world with that daft old lunatic. But what age? She's 46.
Nearly, 47.
Ah.
47. Right, I think I'll give you a moment to gather yourself, because
right,
a couple for Saturday.
Good stuff, yeah. So I wasn't too far away.
No,
with
no, in fairness, you're in the ballpark. Anyway, a couple more on the way. 087-188-0008, by the way, as always, if you want to give us a shout.
That's your news and Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:31. Happy Friday to you, John.
Happy Friday to one and all. How are you doing?
By the way, look at this. Can I just... I just want to let you know about the impact that you've had on the nation.
Oh, yeah.
Had a text in, WhatsApp in from Greg and Ballinasloe. Says, morning, lads. Thanks to John for filling in with the news. It's been a pleasure. Does this mean that temporary Tara is back on Monday?
It seems so, yes. Yes.
You see, look at the impact you've had on the nation. They've been hanging around now at 6:30 every morning waiting for your words of philosophical wisdom.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, to drift across the nation and to just set them up for the day.
Postulating on the parameters of life and all that kind of thing.
All that kind of
you see, nobody else, you never hear things like postulating on the parameters of life on this show normally.
Never.
Sure you don't.
I'm definitely not out of Tara.
Oh, dear.
She'd be giving us too much grief, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
So, have you enjoyed your stint to
us? Oh, thoroughly. Yeah. I woke up with a sense of, sangfroid this morning, you know, heading out. And
right, I don't know what that means, BJ.
No.
Does he mean he was happy or does he
I
mean
don't know.
Was,
now you've blown our
relieved
cover. We were both nodding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
No, heading through the old temporary lights on the way past the roadworks and all the rest of it down near home and, you know, heading out. And
you were kind of thinking, my God,
wistfully.
The last time I do this now until Tara takes another holiday. So
until
that'll be a week and a half.
Until next week. Yeah.
It's bike holiday coming soon. She's bound to have a week for that.
Yeah.
Bound.
Yeah. I wouldn't make long term plans, John.
Be ready.
Yeah, where is the love from the Black Eyed Peas and your Get Up and Go song for this Friday? Robert Miles and Children here at Classic Hits. It's 20 to 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully, you're in good form. PJ is in sort of like, to be fair, I understand because he's a bit on the fence here, right? On the one hand, obviously, he's looking forward to the big listener party in Limerick later on.
Yes.
Which is a big do.
Which is a bit of a do, all right.
It does happen to clash with something that really, as a devout Bows fan for the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Look at you. There's always an elbow in the rib there, isn't there?
But in all fairness, because, I mean, it's going to be some game because so
it's
much
the
is riding on
it. Game in League of Ireland for years.
Yeah.
So I'm told. Years. Oh my God! Now Bows are suffering. They've got their four of their very best players are in serious doubt for tonight.
But am I right in thinking that Bows haven't been beaten by Rovers in the last?
The Rovers won the last one.
So that was one of the last six or something, was it?
Ten, sir.
Ten.
Ten.
Oh my God!
Yes, indeed. Yeah. One of ten.
And so is this a semi-final?
This is the semi-final. Winner of this goes to the Aviva to play
and
the
this,
winners like Underdog.
This is the FAI Cup.
This is the FA. This is the real cup. Yeah,
not the caramel flavored lollipop, chocolate covered, snappy biscuit.
No, it just so happens Bows aren't
trophy
in that anymore. So there's no need to go on with the snappy ginger trophy challenge. Yeah. So this is the real one. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so sore that I have to miss it tonight.
When PJ is backstage, he'll be glued to the stream on his phone because I assume
I
somebody is going to show us. I assume it'll be on the box, will it?
Yeah, it's on RTE,
yeah,
I think, actually, yeah.
So you'll be able to get it on the old phone.
So we'll be able to get it on the phone. Although, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll have to try and get onto the Wi-Fi and have it going all the time. Jeepers, I mean, we like to remain neutral because we are a broadcast. You can't pick sides. But come on, you Bows! Come on, you Bows!
I remember a Cork party when you started following Bows.
And you were
backstage watching the Dublin Derby.
What a swat.
And you ended up jumping on the seats and everything.
Yeah.
And everybody else, because he was watching it on his phone, around him was this massive 80s party going on. Nobody realised what he was doing until he was jumping on the seats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that was Dara Leahy's infamous 99-minute goal, wasn't it? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was, yeah.
So there you go. So that's a yes. Yeah, so, oh, jeepers, holy smoke almighty, tonight. It's going to be a very sore one to not be there in Dalymount tonight. It's going to be unbelievable. The game of the.
And it's just. It's
game of the century.
The timing of it. Like, if it was an earlier kickoff, you might get a bit on the old TV or. You know what I mean?
If it was any other Friday night. Any other Friday night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I
maybe think we should just put it out there and say to everybody.
I think this is the first game in Dalymount I've missed this year.
Yeah. Maybe we
what
should just say to the. To the hundreds, near thousands of people who have got tickets for the thing tonight, maybe we should just ask them to just give them back for, and we'll do it again a different time.
I think we should do it tomorrow, if that's all right, everyone. I'm around tomorrow, around lunchtime. I think that'd be a great time to do it, if everybody agrees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, listen, if you are heading along tonight, we'll see you tonight. Looking forward to that. Should be a big gig. Also, of course, all the regular bits and bobs on the way. In the meantime, we'll have another crack at Hitbit. It's worth, what is it, nearly 800 quid?
Yeah, 790 quid, yeah. 790 euro.
I think we can do a bit of rounding up on that.
Oh, come on, for the day that's in there. Come on, that bows. 800 quid.
Cool.
Let's do it. 800 euro. Good out of. That's a whole fiver out of my pocket and a whole fiver in change out of Jim's pocket. I only use the tap, you know.
Right, so if you fancy that, classichits.ie, you can check out the previous guesses and all the other bits and bobs and have a go with us in about an hour's time. Let us know if you fancy playing 087-188-0008. Another prize on the breakfast table quiz. Been prizes every single day, and today we find out who gets the upgrade as well. So that's on the way too. And, of course, what a day. Somebody, before 10 o'clock this morning, is getting a phone call from PJ Gallagher and myself. Now, as if the idea of PJ Gallagher on the other end of the phone wasn't exciting enough for you.
Oh, tell me about it.
When he turns around and says to you, here, guess what? You and all your family, why don't you go to Orlando for 10 days?
Hey!
Hey!
Might be the happiest I've ever made someone open my big ridiculous mouth. I think it will be.
So that has to happen. So we may have one more qualifier before we do that.
Might as well. Right. Like, I always feel in two minds about it, because if the person that gets in today doesn't win today, they've literally only had a half an hour of, oh, gee, oh. All right, fair. But you want to give as many people a chance as you can. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, we should try it once more.
We should
more
try
today.
And squeeze one more. Okay, we'll try and squeeze in one more qualifier, and then of course the big draw for Orlando Agogo. 80s classic Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Well, it's kind of an appropriate song leading into this bit.
I think
that
so.
PJ has found.
Yeah, so basically here's the new thing now, right? Teenagers, the notoriously difficult to communicate humans that wander the earth in a constant grouch. Teenagers. Yeah. Well, apparently there's been a new study that says if you want to be... Well, if you want to have a constructive conversation with a teenager, if you want to get a teenager to actually do something they're supposed to do, it's to get away from the bossiness. They say that you need to stop talking to them in a bossy tone, and you need to start using a much more tender type of language. If you want to get results, if you want to get anywhere.
Right.
So this new study, right, suggests teenagers are far more likely to engage with instructions that convey the sense of encouragement and support for self-expression and choice.
That sounds very...
Right, it does, doesn't it? It sounds very futuristic
and
sort of parenting now. I'm not a parent, I know nothing about these things, but I do know I was a teenager. And if you were nice to me, I was taking advantage of you. That was as simple as that. Everything was such a huge effort when I was a teenager. I was pure useless. I needed to, you know, there was a couple of times maybe a whip would have been appropriate for me anyway.
Right.
But I'm different.
It does sound like, it's another little drift towards the old snowflake thing, you know.
Yeah.
Softly, softly, gently.
Softly, softly.
Oh, you can't say that.
It's a bit like that, yeah. It is. The results, while of obvious interest to parents, they say, may also be useful to teachers. Can you, as if teachers don't have a hard enough. Oh my God, teachers literally, is everybody all right today?
Yeah. I know it is. It's an eye-opener.
I have nothing I can do now. You know, whereas, do you remember, I used to have a teacher who just hated me, and that was it. He used to walk into the room and say, Gallagher, get out, I'm not in the humour for you today. Genuine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what, I didn't even do anything. Get out, I'm not in the humour for you. Right. And that was that.
You know the way I go back the odd time, I do the kind of whatever, little chats or whatever with, you know, career things and blah, blah, blah. But there was one day, I remember... And this, you know, remember you were, like, running in the corridor was a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd be hauled in for it.
Yeah.
Right? And these two young fellas went absolutely legging it down the corridor, right? And this teacher called out to them, you know, whatever their names were, to stop or whatever. So they stopped. And then they were congratulated for listening.
You're joking.
I'm serious. I was standing there open mouthed because I was having a conversation with this teacher at the time, and these two went legging it by, right? And she called out to them, told, you know, stop running or whatever, like, and then congratulated them for listening.
You're joking.
I'm serious. Man, it's a different world.
It's a
world
different
out
world.
There.
It's I a different me, I world remember out there. How, you know the way you'd be growing when you're in school, right?
Yeah.
And I was growing a little faster than my trousers were, right?
Right.
So my trousers were a bit too tight. And I got sent outside the room for talking or messing or whatever, right? And I was standing, and teacher comes out and goes, get your hands out of your pockets. And I realised I couldn't get them out that quick, right? And he thought I was being obstreperous.
Yeah.
And he started digging me in the back, going, get your hands out of your pockets! Digging me in the back. And the more he hit me, the less I could get them out. All right.
So your hands were swollen
so I was
in your
all,
trousers.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Jesus. I mean, wrists and all are getting real sore from me trying to pull them out. And he was digging me and digging me. I goes, right, look at that. Pup. An ignorant little pup is what you're put a pup. I was swinging me around the hall. And eventually my hands came out of my pockets. And there was red lines. And I was trying to take them out. Ah, where you, yeah. That's all I got told. I was like, holy shit.
Nowadays you'd be told, congratulations for getting your hands out of your pockets.
Well, see, yeah, well, thanks a million. Where are you going? You know what I mean? It's just a
it
different
is,
world.
Honestly,
now,
man.
I'm sure there has to be a medium somewhere between the two.
Yeah,
You would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Because, like...
Because I have to say, some of the stuff that you witness now, you're a little bit like, would you not be better off giving that fella a good clout? No.
Yeah, and there was times when I was up to no good.
I'm not having that.
Only
the odd, but rare, I suppose.
And then you get caught and you think, oh, okay, let's get it over with.
Yeah. I did the crime. Let's do the time.
Let's do the time. It's easier. I'd rather take a few slaps and listen to you talking to me anyway, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? If I have to sit down to get a lecture in, am I listening and am I all right? Just come on, give us the dig and then go back out. I'd be better off with
so
it.
So nowadays,
my
it's
God,
all...
we sound like dinosaurs this morning, I tell you that much.
So now it's all softly, softly.
Softly, softly is what they're encouraging people to do. Group, yeah, they sort of, they divided all these groups up and then, well, they were played identical messages, right?
Yeah.
Delivered by mothers of adolescents who spoke in three different tones of voices. And then the voices were either controlling, imposing or pressurising and coercing, or they were more neutral and more supportive. Each of the mothers delivered 30 sentences that centred on the schoolwork and included instructions such as, it's time now to go to school, or you will read this book tonight, and you will do well on this assignment. You know, all these type of things. And then they got people to write out how they felt after hearing each of these demands. And apparently, researchers say that, you know, the psychological responses are better and more productive if you're nicer and less bossy.
Right, so how are you supposed to say it's time for school or you have to read that book for your homework or something?
I haven't a clue. I don't really know. It probably goes into it, but it just makes me want to hit the person that wrote it. I don't condone violence.
It's good to see you've embraced
the new age. I would never do that. But I'd rather hit myself than read the rest of it.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:21. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hi, lads. Can you give a shout out to the Aramark head office staff from Danny Cullen, who after 2 years is returning to chef management. Having spent a great 2 years in IT.
Pretty nice.
That's an unusual combination, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, it's not two things that nobody put together.
Maybe you have to be techie now to be a chef, do you?
Maybe he didn't want to do it and somebody just spoke to him in the wrong tone.
Exactly. Anyway, Danny Cullen, all the gang at Aramark head office, hi to all of you. Somebody texted in just about the school stuff to say, my teacher decided, you were talking about not being able to get your hands out of your pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Eileen and Cork texted in to say, my teacher decided my skirt was too short, so she stood me on the desk and pinned the Cork examiner to my skirt.
Ah, would you stop
for the rest
it.
Of the day.
Was there even a decent article to read on it? Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Crazy.
Mad. You know, there has to be some happy medium between...
Yeah.
The kids actually ruling the roost and teachers actually having
prison.
No power and then, you know, someone bleeding sellotape and a feckin' newspaper to you because they're so offended by your ankles. Do you know, there has to be some sort of
absolutely.
Middle ground. God knows what that's about, though.
Morning, lads. Just listen to the show from sunny Tenerife, heading out for a round of golf shortly from John the bus driver.
Oh, very nice, John the bus driver.
rubbing it in.
The only thing you didn't make Jim jealous because you mentioned the golf team. Yeah. If you didn't do that, Jim would have
left
raged.
The golf out, I'd have been disgusted.
You had to said heading to the pool. He'd have been
delighted.
Yeah. So there you go.
Somebody shares your outrage. Dave in Kildare shares your outrage.
Of course he does. A cranky elf.
Imagine
like
talking a young lad into taking his hands out of his jocks.
Maybe we're having the same conversation and maybe we're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, listen, Hitbit still to come. We've decided we'll round it up for the day that's in it to €800. Should be €790. We'll round it up to the nice round €800. If you want to check it out, classichits.ie. And of course, let us know if you fancy playing. WhatsApp 087-188-0008. CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to let us know that you fancy playing. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're looking forward to the weekend. Maybe you're into the old rugby. And of course, we're playing the hosts tomorrow. Ireland taking on Japan in the Rugby World Cup. And obviously PJ is on this voyage of discovery. He has made attempts to get into what he calls the ruggedy ball. Hasn't gone well so far.
Yeah, I've done what I can. I will try and... I'm not going to watch tomorrow. I have stuff to be doing. What's on after that? When Japan and play Ireland? Who do Ireland playing after that?
After that, then, I think... Wales. I don't know who the next game is. Is it Russia? I think it's Russia after that. That'll be a week on Thursday or something. Something like that.
Russia!
Yeah, and then after that, it'll be Samoa. Any of them float your boat?
Maybe I'll just wait till they play... New Zealand, is that it? Or South Africa, is it? They're playing one of them, aren't
you're
they?
You're going to wait till we get to, like, I don't know, semi-finals?
Yeah.
Maybe the full final, PJ, huh?
Maybe.
You're that confident?
That confident, yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I mean, seeing as though I know exactly what I'm talking about, wouldn't I be?
So we decided then, since the rugby aspect of it didn't quite capture his imagination, maybe he could immerse himself in the whole Japanese culture.
Well, I love Japan. I've been to Japan and it is an amazing place, but it is a very confusing place to be. Right. It is not like another country for us. It's like landing on another planet, to be quite honest with you. So there's a lot of Irish people still heading out. They're going to be wanting to go on to the next round. What is the next round after the groups?
Supposed to be the quarterfinals.
The nickety knockout, I think it's called in rugby. The nickety knockout.
Nickety knockout.
The nickety knockout round starts.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people going to the nickety knockouts. And just to give them some advice on what Japan is actually like. So here you go. So there's some weird and unusual facts about the country. 21% of the Japanese population is elderly, by the way. That's the way Ireland's supposed to be heading, isn't it?
I was just going to say, is that unusual? 20% of the population being...
Yeah, well, you see, they live for so long. So there's over 50,000 people who are over 100 years old in Japan.
Wow.
They live for... because they eat so healthy. You know, they don't be just guzzling pints and smoking fags and hanging around bookies and...
yeah,
you know, they
chippers.
Live, yeah, it's all sushi and good food and they live very, very long. So there's... 21% of the country is over, or is not over 100, but is elderly.
Right.
21% is over 100, you'd be thinking, Jabers, I can't wait to see the rugby team. so raised floors help indicate when to take your slippers or your shoes off. This is important if you're going over.
Yeah, because this is a big respect thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so a lot of the homes in Japan and a lot of some of the smaller sort of wine bar things, you'll see like a dip in the floor. That means get your shoes off. You need to put on slippers or take your shoes, your socks. Get them off. There should be a little shoe rack somewhere. So don't be just wandering around in your shoes all over the way you would in Ireland.
So the secret is you look out for a raised floor.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, a little raised floor, yeah. About 6 inches, yeah. When you see that, shoes off. That's the deal. You have to do that. Japanese trains are among the most punctual trains in the world. Sometimes if there's a delay... the worst delay of recent times has been 18 seconds and there had to be a public apology about it.
Remember there was an apology because it left a second early.
But that's it left too early and there was war over. So you can imagine what 18 seconds late meant to
people.
Oh
my God, that's a catastrophe
in their mind.
They
don't do it. They absolutely don't do it. They grow square watermelons. So if you see a square watermelon, take a picture.
Just to make it easier for cutting.
Yeah,
for packing. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, get more of them into a box.
Tetris.
Yeah, that's pretty much, they're geniuses. Although they say they're geniuses and they still don't use a knife and fork. You know, it's amazing the way you can see, you know, the way some countries are so practical one way and then they're so non-practical another way. So you can make a watermelon square to fit it into a box.
But you haven't discovered the joys of a night before.
Give us a couple of sticks there while I eat these noodles. There's an easier way.
Yeah, give us a couple of sticks while I eat this soup.
Yeah, yes, you know, there's an easier way of doing things. We can all learn from each other. That's all I'm saying. Also, if you're going to McDonald's, you might have a laugh because Ronald McDonald is called Donald McDonald over there because they have no R sound in Japanese.
No R sound.
Yeah, you know, that's why when people are slagging off Japanese people, instead of saying very, they say very or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, so there's no R sound. So he's called Donald McDonald.
Donald McDonald.
Yeah, Donald McDonald, yeah. Because they don't... Because otherwise he'd be Ronald McDonald. I'm verging on racism. Yeah, I'm trying to pull back before I get myself in trouble.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of But of course, it's a different language. There's me like in Egypt trying to think of words that, you know, how would you be able to say it if you didn't have an R sound? But sure, for God's sake, they're speaking Japanese.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
retake.
So how do they say that?
How are you supposed to say running if you don't have an R sound?
You mean they don't just speak English with a funny accent? Don't you say it? The Japanese, they eat over 17 million tons of fish every year. Slurping your noodles. Now, here's where things get weird. Slurping your noodles is not considered rude. It's actually considered nearly good manners because it sort of shows you're enjoying what you're eating. Whereas, it's very inappropriate to blow your nose in public.
Oh my God, I'd be lost.
Don't do it. It's the same as bending over and blowing out a fart in public. It's so rude. It's so rude.
Oh my
God. Yeah, so I don't know if you're allowed to pick. I don't know. You'll have to go and ask the people, the Japanese tourist people, can you have a pick if you need to? I don't know. But I do know slurping your new food isn't bad, but
Don't have a cold in Japan, whatever you do.
You have to wear the masks. You know, they all wear the masks. Yeah. You do not blow your nose, especially with some dirty old hanky. Stick it back in your pocket. Jeez, you'll be on the news.
He's having a go at me. There he is.
It's acceptable over here. I've seen Jim stick some unbelievable boogers into his pocket and I never said a word about it.
Oh my God.
I never said a word about it until this very moment. It's his business. He shouldn't be shamed for sticking greeners back in his pocket. He shouldn't be shamed for it. There's nothing wrong with a grown man blowing a half a gallon of greener into his pocket. Nothing wrong. In Ireland. In Japan, that's considered outrageous.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit. With the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
One of your finest.
Yeah, I think it's getting there. Ooh. Why was it good again? Because Magic Mike wasn't in the room.
You weren't being intimidated.
He has right. No, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's just that Michael, you want to see what he was doing when you weren't here?
You missed it. I'll tell you something.
He was one of his finest.
One of the good ones. Forgot me notes.
Yeah, thank God for that.
He has notes for him. Unbelievable.
Literally critiquing me with a pen. Now you know why it's difficult, everybody.
Right, let's do it.
It is supposed to be 790, but we're throwing in a fiver each into the pot because it's Friday. €800 is what we're going to call it for the classic hit bit this morning, which sounds exactly like this. And Sarah in Limerick is going to have a go. Oh, it's all about Limerick this morning. So, Sarah, how are you getting on?
Great, how are you?
All right, thank you very much. So we're heading Limerick bound very soon. She's not talking.
Sorry?
Not overly impressed by that, to be perfectly honest with you.
Will we see you tonight at the party, Sarah?
There's a party. Sorry, I work nights, so I'm only after finishing work, and I have no clue what's going on in the world.
But that's all right. We're all heading to Limerick for our big awesome 80s party tonight.
But sure, won't bother you because you'll be probably in work anyway, Sarah, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so, okay. Yeah.
You don't work in a nightclub in the middle of the city by any chance, yeah? Yeah, let's move on with the cash. What do you think, Sarah?
I think that it is Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Right, so. Mike.
Sarah, hello. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
My God.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah.
It's wrong. Sorry, lads.
Oh, sorry about that, Sarah.
No. Right.
Okay, thanks so much.
No worries.
Cheers, Sarah. Anyway. Take care of yourself.
And we won't see you later. Take it easy. Have a good one.
Yeah, no, we won't. We'll see each other later.
See you, Sarah.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Sarah, I was going to call you. Don't let that knock you. Ask the next person if they're going to the Limerick party.
Okay, Tanya Hayes in Limerick. How are you getting on?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Will we see you later on tonight?
Yes, you will.
Yay!
So what's the crack? What is your plans for the day then before we see you?
Just do the school run and then get ready to go.
Right, good stuff. Are you going to be all fancy dressed out of it in 80s gear or anything?
No, if the rain holds off, maybe.
Right, we'll see. Right, weather dependent. So let's try and give you some money. We can give it to you in cash tonight if this works out. What do you think it is?
I think it's Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Right, so.
Backstreet Boys, okay.
Tonya, why did you choose that? Tell me why.
Oh, my.
I don't want to know. It's wrong.
Oh, sorry about that, Tonya. Well, I hope you have a great night with us all later. And you can personally...
I was just going to say, you can get your own back on Mike later on in person, face to face.
You should confront him over that.
Yeah. Tonya, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Cheers.
See you, Tonya, bye.
Bye-bye now. Right, so we'll chat to Tonya later at the big, big party. But of course, another crack at the hit bit. Actually, live from Limerick with Damien Farrelly today.
Damien Farrelly, who I'm told has the 800 quid in his back pocket. So make sure and get that off him if you get a chance.
Yeah, Phil Collins, Phil Bailey, Easy Lover here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Big Friday, of course, here at Classic Hits. For a couple of reasons. We got our big party in Limerick tonight.
Mega.
Looking forward to that. And also before 10 o'clock this morning, of course, it is the finale of Orlando Agogo. Somebody will be getting a call from PJ and myself to tell them that they are heading off for 10 glorious nights, a family trip to Orlando, all courtesy of touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. So that's definitely happening before 10. Looking forward to that too. But in the meantime, as if that wasn't enough good news.
Well, yeah, let's see how this goes. Ireland has officially joined the international call to end the 5-day working week.
Hey!
The 4-day week. There is a group. The 4-day week Ireland group is the homegrown leg of the International Coalition of Unions. And they've done this thing. So you saw that in the Parliament there in Britain, Labour have sort of come out and said that they will make England a 4-day, well, Britain, I suppose, a 4-day working week country or whatever you want to call it in the world. So they had a real go at it. So this was it. And among those addressing the campaign launch in Dublin is a guy called Andrew Barnes. He's founder of the New Zealand financial advice company, Perpetual Guardian. That's whatever. But they rolled out a 4-day week for its staff. 250 staff he has last year. And they work 8 4-hour days, but they get paid for 5. Galway firm...
Sorry, say that again. 4 8-hour days.
Oh, yeah. 4 8-hour days,
As opposed to 8 4-hour days.
I beg your pardon, That was a very important correction that was needed there, to be honest. To be fair.
Yeah, we're losing the 5-day week. We're going to an 8-day week.
Yay! It's going to be even better. You'll have even less time in a longer week. So
the 4 days is still only an 8-hour day.
Galway has done this as well, by the way. Galway firm called Ice, they've introduced a 4-day week.
Great.
So that exists in Ireland. They're pushing on it. There's a guy called Ged Nash. Is that his name? Labour spokesperson on employment and social protection. He's into it. Says that there's huge benefits to the shorter working week. Senators are getting behind it. It really looks like there is going to be a movement to make this happen. I'm actually, me being the big negative Egypt that I am, I'm not into it.
What are you talking about?
I think it'll end badly for us all. We all want a 4-day week, but it won't end there.
Why?
It won't.
What'll happen?
We'll end up with 2 jobs. We'll all end up doing 2 jobs, and then you'll be working every day of the week.
Sure, but that's not going to bother you. You have about 6 jobs as it is.
But that's the problem. It's people like me that'll ruin it.
Exactly.
Sniggly little running off fellas now that'll go, I've 3 days now to make the extra few quid.
Smoke under a door, seeing an opportunity to get yourself an extra few bob.
This is the problem.
While the rest of us are trying to, sort out our work-life balance.
Yeah, then you get sniggly snakes like me who just go, I don't want a life. I just want to make a few quid. You know,
while Jim is off, can I just jump in and do his job for, 3 days?
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll be there going, something, I could do all of this myself for the 8 days. When everyone else, and then you're paying one fella less than you'd be paying two. That's all I'm saying. There's too much of that goes on in the world.
Shocking.
You know
carry
what I mean?
On.
It's too much of that in the world. And I honestly think that that's where it'll end.
I can't believe you wouldn't be in favour of the old 4-day week.
I'd love it. In theory, I think it's a great idea. I just don't think practically it's not going to be realistic because it just makes it more competitive then. So the company up the road that doesn't change to 5 days now has an advantage. So instead of staying on the 5-day, go, right, we'll do a 6-hour week.
Right.
And they'll pay more because they'll be making more.
Yeah, well, even that, even if you do end up sticking with a 5-day week, if your fifth day is overtime and you're getting time and a half. Does anybody do that anymore?
No, I don't.
Anybody ever get time and a half or double time?
I used to love those.
Remember that?
Yeah, and then you get some
triple
lunatic
time if it's a bank holiday Monday.
And then you got the lunatic that doesn't understand tax going, you actually make less money by doing overtime. You know that? That's not how it works. Yeah, you get more tax on the extra.
I hope
hours
it happens. I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, listen to me talking rubbish again. Fantastic idea. What is the chances of walking into Andy Bad News and going, right, so I see this 4-day week thing is coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it? Just saying, like, obviously, 4 days, you know. Get out, Jim. Just get out.
He'll be there going, yeah.
But what about, just get out, Jim.
Yeah, he'll be there. No, glad to see his lads. Sit down there, yes. And now what's happened is we have a different audience on 4 days to the other 3 days. So we're going to need you in for the 7 days. That's how it'll end for us. That's why I'm saying be careful.
Careful what you wish
for.
That's
why it'll end for us. You already talked us into a 6-day week, you maniac.
I was doing it for the nation.
You
the
were
nation
not
wanted to hear more of you,
and
PJ.
And you duped me into it. I didn't even want a 6-day. Jim, walk into the office.
You.
So Jim said you're going to do the thing. Yeah, yeah, Grant. Thought I was getting them out of trouble. You got me a job.
Andy, it was unbelievable. Andy Bad News manipulated
hoodwinked
that.
Hoodwinked.
Guaranteed Irish You Choose Pride here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock.
What
thanks
a song
for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you.
I'm going to dedicate that song to Fireman Jerry out there. Having a day, he is.
Fireman Jerry.
Fireman Jerry, yeah, that's
what's
for
he
him
up to?
I don't know, he's a big fan of this song, so just, you know what I mean? Put it out there, thinking
is
of
this,
you.
Is this Fireman Jerry that's up in the Wicklow Hills?
Yeah, with the dicky back, yeah.
Ah, very good.
So there, that's for
how
you and
know
your dicky
Fireman
back.
Fireman Jerry.
And your dicky back.
Yeah. Lost among the Wicklow Hills.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, like yourself.
Like myself. Right, somebody check this out for a request. Say hi to Jack and Whack. Off on holidays to Spain this morning. Jack and Whack are going on holidays to Spain.
Imagine the Spanish asking them their names and then where they're from.
Yeah. Checking in.
Yeah.
I'm Jack and I'm Whack.
That's like Pedro and Pablo from Spain coming to Ireland. Like, that's like they're messing.
They sound like a
like
double
act. Messing.
Like a double act. Yeah, pairing tonight. Jack and Whack.
Yeah, live for one night only. It's Jack and Whack. Back from the 70s.
Somebody's pointed out that apparently clampers only work a 4-day week, PJ.
What 4 days? That's important to know.
Yeah, and somebody else has said, PJ, there is more to life than money. You never see a hearse towing a trailer of money for the person in the coffin, do you?
You ever see
Stephen
the smile on the corpse, though? No one had
It's about how he went out.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
In a blaze of glory.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, I'm glad they say money doesn't make you happier. Well, I tell you something, it might not, but it gets you things to rest your miserable head on.
On the way, listen, your chance to pick up a prize on our breakfast table quiz. There's been prizes every day this week. And of course, we'll find out who wins the overall upgrade. That's on the way if you fancy getting involved. 087-188-0008. And of course, the big one, the Orlando Agogo. That big prize before 10 this morning.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Orlando Agogo is coming up.
Oh, the excitement of it all.
The excitement of it all, I swear to God. Another thing I wish I was doing. There you go.
Especially when it's raining, apparently, at the moment.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just trying to look out the window here from our little padded cell. And it looks like, is it?
Just a bit of old damp and all. It's one of them, is it?
Yeah. It's one of them, I'm afraid.
Better try and get me Gucci rain jacket.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. Winnie Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Guaranteed prize just for playing. If you fancy it, WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy having a go. It's on the way in just a few minutes. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know that, well, despite the acting world regarding him as one of the, you know, maybe one of the greatest actors of his generation, our PJ is not the biggest fan of Robert De Niro.
Well, I tell you, he does something very good. He has a very good thing he does, right?
Yeah.
His thing that he does is very good.
You just think he does
the same thing
all the time.
It's the same blooming thing in every movie. That's all I'm saying.
Which means that the latest news is probably not going to come as good news to you.
Well, you see, there's this. The new movie, The Irishman, is coming out. Like, and I want to see the movie, The Irishman. It looks fantastic. Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, all lads who can only do one thing but do it very, very well.
Right, so it's not just De Niro who's been hoodwinking.
Oh, no, Pacino's is bad. Right. He just does it. In every movie! Yeah! It doesn't matter what the part
Pacino,
is!
To be fair.
It doesn't matter what the part is! This is how I'm gonna play it!
Yeah! Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then De Niro, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what movie I'm in. This is what you get. Yeah. You looking at me funny?
Yeah.
Why you? This is what I'm going to do.
You want to milk me, Greg? Think you could milk me?
You see, this is it's the same, man. It doesn't matter. I don't care what I don't care what the part is.
And of course,
this is the way I'm going to play it. Yeah. Okay? So why don't you shut your face?
And then you throw Joe Pesci in there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, the same, but just a squeaky version. He's like me. He's like an Italian version of me.
He's like Joe Pasquale.
He is. He's like, isn't he? He's like an American Joe Pasquale, just squeaking out of him. And they do the same. It's the same thing. That's all I've ever said. It's good a few times. 50 odd movies in, you start thinking, lads, could you not even try an accent? I mean, honestly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look at the likes of Brad Pitt or something, and you think,
or the great Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery! There you go. He's the worst of them all.
More tea, anyone? But I think you're Russian in this, Sean.
Yeah.
As I say, more tea, anyone?
He played a Spanish lord with a Scottish accent, man.
I am a Spanish lord. I am a Russian admiral.
Like, that's really messing. Highlander.
I am the ex king of Spain.
You're a tosser.
Joker. Anyway, the news Joker. That won't necessarily come as music to PJ's ears is that De Niro is saying that he's got no intention of hanging up his acting boots.
See, in this new movie, The Irishman, there's a new CGI method. So they have De Niro, and Pacino, and Pesci in it from being in their 20s up. They've CGI'd their faces to make them look really, really young.
Wow.
And they're going to bring them right up into their 80s. So you're following sort of the lifetime or the life of these gangster lads.
Yeah.
Which means Pacino is now, or De Niro has now come out and says, yeah, with this sort of technology, I could probably act for another 30 years. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. At what point do you just say, I'm doing the same thing? Imagine doing it for 30 more years.
Yeah, 30 more years of... You're talking to me?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Everybody liked it then. Everybody's going to like it now. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
He's 76. He'd be 106. 106. Doing a Scorsese movie.
Good man, Robert.
Hey, what are you talking about? You want to don't mess with me, because you know what you get with me. You get the same thing every time. God knows I'm consistent, right?
Yeah,
I'm consistent. And then the other lad will be the same.
Tell
him. Yeah, diversity's for idiots.
Have any of them won Oscars? They've
won piles of them. They've probably all won piles of them between them, I'd say.
Obviously
yeah.
Not enough then. They're going to keep going on it.
But that's the thing. They're onto a good thing. They obviously went, that's what got me the Oscar. I'm going to keep doing this forever.
And the Oscar for consistency goes to... Al Pacino.
Consistent lack of ability to do an accent goes to Al Pacino. Hoo-ah! Yeah!
Robin S and Show Me Love here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick hello to Maeve, who's on her way to school in Maynooth. Have a good day, Maeve. And also, we had Paddy O'Shea, apparently is celebrating his birthday today. It's only two.
A two?
Two.
Oh, well, your second birthday ever in the history of your life. Congratulations.
It's a biggie.
It is a big one. Enjoy
happy
that.
Happy birthday, Paddy O'Shea, from Nana and Grandad, apparently.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
It's been another great week on the Breakfast Table Quiz because everybody walked away with a prize just for playing. It's all the chance to experience a taste of Limerick with a gourmet dining experience for two at the Great National South Court Hotel. That's our big prize, of course, the overall two-night stay. But along the way, we've been handing out some cracking little prizes too. So today you'll either walk away with a fabulous T-bone steak dinner with all of the trimmings at the off-the-bone gastro pub, or you'll walk away with the two-night gourmet dining break at the Great National South Court Hotel. One way or the other, you'll win. And of course, if you want to check out more about the likes of the off-the-bone gastro pub, the coffee house, the curry house, all that sort of stuff, and all the other dining experiences at the Great National South Court Hotel, you'll find them online, southcourthotel.com.
Absolutely. Now, 12 is the score to beat, so it's a bit, it's there for the taking, but it's still a tough one to get to too. So Sinead and Claire is going to have a go. Hey, Sinead.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All good, Sinead. What's your story?
Oh, no, getting ready for the big party tonight in Limerick, actually.
Ah, we'll see you in there.
Fantastic.
What is your pre-party planning involved in?
Work.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, fantastic. Well, what time do you get out?
I actually don't finish until 7, so I'll be a little late, but I'll be worth waiting for.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you'll be straight into us, so,
that's it,
yeah.
Now. We're not starting until you get there, Sinead. That's it.
It's all on hold.
Everybody can stand outside until you arrive. Anyway, listen, Sinead, let's hope that you're heading there, having pocketed a fabulous stay at the Great National South Court Hotel, two-night dining break. We need at least 13 correct answers, okay?
Tough one, but we'll give it a go.
That's the challenge. Right, 60 seconds. PJ, good to go?
Think so.
Let's do it.
What is the light sensitive area at the back of the eye called?
Iris.
The retina. Bryan Adams' song Everything I Do was featured in what movie?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, who played James Bond in For Your Eyes Only and Live and Let Die?
Timothy Dalton.
Roger Moore. Keith Earls is known for playing what sport?
Rugby.
Who won an Oscar for Best Director for the film Schindler's List?
Oh, pass.
Steven Spielberg, in astrology, the bull is the symbol for what sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
What name is given to the leader of the Roman Catholic Church?
Pope.
Cartoon siblings Bart, Maggie and Lisa are members of what family? Persons. Yeah, which TV series always finish with the family members bidding each other a good night?
Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, what? The Waltons, I'll give it to you. What is the capital of Austria?
Sorry?
What's the capital of Austria?
Vienna.
William and Butler were the first names of which Irish poet?
Oh, Yeats.
Yeah, in maths, what is the square root of 225?
25.
No, it's 15. Oh. 15. I wouldn't have had a clue, to be honest.
It was worth a shot there at the end. Right, okay. I don't think it was enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, in fairness. Not quite enough to take the big one.
They didn't suit me.
But listen, the good news is, Sinead, you're going to be winning a prize anyway, because you're going to be enjoying a fabulous T-bone steak dinner with all of the trimmings at the off-the-bone gastro pub at the Great National South Court Hotel. So that's yours anyway. Well done, you.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
And we'll see you later. Happy Friday.
Perfect, bye.
Cheers. Right,
so that means Mary O'Rourke is the overall winner then. She gets the whole big package. So
there you go,
does.
Mary. Off for a two-night dining experience at the Great National South Court Hotel. Little chance to experience a taste of Limerick.
It's time to play Orlando a Go-Go. Orlando a Go-Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Yeah, this is it. The last 2 weeks have all been building up to this moment. Time for PJ and myself to make a winning phone call. Somebody's about to find out they're heading to Orlando with the whole family for 10 fabulous nights.
That's it. So if you're near your phone, if you did qualify, you know who you are. Now is the time to start panicking. And panic you should.
And also hoping that your phone's about to ring.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. So make sure you answer it. And I was just going to say, you have to say, you don't have to do nothing, you just say hello. Now, let's see what happens.
Right, okay.
Have you got the numbers and the digits? You do?
The digits and the numbers and all that. But with my kind of experience with numbers, it's probably not a good thing.
Well, I'm worse than you are, so.
Great.
And in fairness, I don't even know how to use the phone. So.
Okay. Right, here we go. Hang a second. And then you press that one. And then that happens.
Hello, Lorraine speaking.
Lorraine, a very good morning to you.
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going, Lorraine?
I'm good.
PJ and Jim here from Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, hi, happy Friday.
Yeah. So any plans for the weekend?
To look after my kids, another weekend of kids. How
many kids have you got?
Two.
Right.
Right, so yeah. Nothing too eventful going on then.
It's the perfect family, is it?
Well, I hope so.
Well, I tell you what.
I don't know about that now sometimes.
You know what you should do, Lorraine? You should take your perfect family and you should go to Orlando!
No way.
Yeah! Congratulations, you are the winner!
Oh my god, that's amazing.
10 amazing nights in Orlando.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. Thanks a million. You're very welcome,
Lorraine. It's going to be an amazing holiday. It really is. 10 incredible nights in Orlando. So much to see. All of the theme parks, all of the shopping, all of the entertainment. And of course, we have the basketball tickets for you as well to throw in.
Wow, that is so cool. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything at all. Just enjoy yourself. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime for you and the family.
Oh, that's amazing.
And if you don't want to go to the basketball, get rid of your man for a few hours. It would be great.
Yeah, so, I'll take another man with me, will I?
Give a shout out there to the gang. Who have you got? What's the kids' names?
I'll go.
I'll take you both.
What are the kids'
god,
names,
so
Lorraine?
Happy. Ben and Zara.
Ah, brilliant stuff. Okay, well, they'll have an amazing time. My God, it's going to be such a blast for them. It really is.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm in total shock.
Lorraine, enjoy it. Congratulations to you. You're a winner.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good one. Enjoy it.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks a million, guys. Bye.
Another satisfied customer.
Well, there you go. What do you reckon? Holiday of a lifetime on its way to herself. Fair play to her. That's good. Cool. She seems very happy.
Lorraine Valentine from Wicklow, the winner of Orlando A Go-Go.
The business. Yeah.
Fabulous. What a prize indeed. Well done, Lorraine. And of course, it won't be too long before there'll be another cracking holiday rolling around. Another chance to win it here at Classic Hits.
Any chance of us going on one of them or anything? No.
There is a chance. One in a million.
But there's always still a chance.